Okay, my foolish heart. We're going to analyze. If you look at the chart, it looks like a lot of chords and a lot of stuff going on. We're going to actually do the melody first. All right? It looks like a lot of notes and a lot of chords, and that's how I used to look at this. And by the end of this, you'll see it's actually not that much going on. I'm going to give you strategies to memorizing the chords in a little while, but for now, we're going to just look at the song form. You have 32 bars, and I would call the song form A, B, A, C. All right, let me explain. The first eight measures. Now, this is confusing because at bar six, just before where the coda symbol is, just before the C minor, they have a double bar line, which would typically indicate the end or beginning of a section. That's not really true. The section goes all the way to the F7 flat 9 at the third system first line, right? So it's a total of 8 bars for the A section. It doesn't say it, A, those little block letters, rehearsal letters they're called, is not on the chart, but that is the A section. And then the B section is from the third system second bar to the repeat sign, okay? And then you're going back up to the top again, and so you play another A, except this time you go to they call it the coda, but it's a little misleading. I mean, the coda is typically the last time through in a tune, you know, but in this case, they're including the coda in the entire form. If you skip down to the very bottom of the page, it says solo on entire form. So it's not laid out all that great in terms of this. It's also not laid out all that great in terms of 4 bars at a time, thinking about 4 bars at a time. Because of the pickup note in the chart, you have only 3 bars across the first system, and bar four is already in the second system. This isn't usually a big deal. I actually have had bass players and people like that say, one bass player in particular, he said my charts were hard to read because I didn't follow the four to the bar rule. And it's not really a rule, it's just kind of makes it easier. And I always thought that that was a bit amateur on his part. Of course, he shall remain nameless. I thought it was a bit amateur on his part that he couldn't read my he had trouble reading my charts just because I didn't do 4 bars to the line. But I have to say, in this particular case, it does make it slightly harder to digest and memorize, potentially memorize what's going on in the tune when it's not written that way. So what I have done for several different reasons, and this is one of them, is rewrite the tune just in Roman numerals, and we'll get to that in a second. But so far we played A, which is up to the third system end of the first bar, and then B, which is to the end of the fifth system first bar, and then you repeat, which means you play A again. This has a different ending. But only the last bar is different in the ending in terms of the harmony. All right? Even the melody. The melody and the harmony are the same all the way up until the last bar, meaning the second bar after the coda. That is different in the second A than it is in the first A. I hope you're following along. But it's so similar, 7 out of 8 bars similar, that I'm calling it A because the rest of it is identical. All right? And then from the G minor to the end, from the third bar after the coda to the end is the C section. All right, so the song is A, B, A, C, 32 bars or 8 sections each. Okay, that in and of itself can help you memorize the tune, the form, the overall form of the tune. All right, and so that all needs to be said before we start diving into the melody itself. So that's on the next track.